Welcome to the media broadcast of His Vision Ministries. Pastor Shane has a strong desire to encourage people to stay in the Word of God on a daily basis. Pastor Shane prays that you are fed by the messages contained in these daily nuggets. These messages are intended to bring daily life application.
This is Pastor Shane, and I'm back on Tuesday here. We're looking at some daily nuggets about Easter this week, and I want to share a nugget here based off of John chapter 8 and verse 36, where the Bible says, "If the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed." And so I want to talk about the freedom in Christ. So if the Son sets you free, you'll be free indeed. These words here that are spoken by Jesus, they really hold a profound truth that transcends all boundaries and challenges of life. You know, in Him we find true freedom, freedom from sin, guilt, and even shame. And as believers, listen, we're no longer bound by our past mistakes or the chains of our own old ways. Through the redemptive work of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross, you and I, we've been set free to live in the fullness of His grace and His love. And so this verse here serves as a powerful reminder that true freedom is found in Christ and Christ alone. It's a freedom that liberates us from the burdens that weigh us down, and it empowers us to live victoriously in Him. And so this week, as we think about Easter, let us embrace the freedom that Christ offers us, not as a license to indulge in worldly pleasures, but as an opportunity to walk in His ways and fulfill the purpose that He has for our lives. And friend, may we stand firm in the freedom that Christ has provided, knowing that in Him we are truly free indeed. Let us live each day in light of this truth, and may it inspire us to share the message of freedom and redemption with others who are still searching for that true liberation.
We thank you for joining us today. Visit us online at isvision.org. Text the word SAVE to the number 80123 and hit send to learn how to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. May God bless you.